I'm going to answer the next question. I think it's really covered by my fellow elder Naphtali's paper, but he's not here, so I'm representing Elder S. I'll answer the question. The question is, concerning faith, what are the basic fundamentals that are needed from a believer? So the paper was on and what the gospel requires of us, and we saw it required repentance and faith. But I'm going to take this question, I'm going to really answer the question, what is faith? And how can you see, how can you know you're seeing faith? Everybody will say they have faith. One man says, I have faith that I'm going to get these school fees for tomorrow. And tomorrow comes and he hasn't raised the school fees. And, what was going wrong? I want to go to Romans chapter 10 and verses 13, 14 and 15. Let me read those verses. Say, Romans 10 from verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And now how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And verse 13 shows us that we're talking about how people are saved, that they call on the name of the Lord. And then Paul goes along this chain and he says, you can't reach that destination unless you've travelled through this place on the way. When I'm going back to Eldoret, I have to go through Nakuru. That's the road. And before I get to Nakuru, I'm going to go through Naivasha. And I'm going along the chain. And based on these verses and other verses, we can say that faith really has three parts to it. Three parts to faith. The first part of faith is knowledge. Before you can call upon the name of the Lord, you actually have to have some knowledge about him. You have to know what he's done. You have to know why there is good reason for calling upon him. So the first part of faith is you have to know the facts of the gospel. It is through the gospel that we are saved. So unless you have heard that gospel, then you won't know what you're meant to do in order to be saved. But having heard the gospel and having known the facts of it, secondly, well, we've almost said it already, but you actually need to believe those facts to be true. Now, Satan knows all the facts of the gospel and he fights against them. And those who aren't gospel believers but who've believed something else, many times they may have heard the gospel, but they'll argue with you and tell you it's wrong. So you actually have to believe it to be true. There has in history been a teaching known as Fideism or Sandemanianism, and that's a false teaching that has then said you stop there. And you have to know the facts of the gospel and believe them to be true, and then you're saved. I mentioned Satan knowing the facts of the gospel. He also believes them to be true. And that's why he fights against them. Like James says in his letter, the demons believe and tremble. And I think we can say that there are people in the world who know the gospel to be true, but they wish it wasn't. And they're not saved because they're always resisting it, because they don't want it to be true, although they know it is. Well, the third part of faith is then that you rest upon Christ, whom you have believed to be the Saviour, which you have learnt in the gospel. So you've learnt the gospel, you've believed it to be true, and then your soul has gone out, as it were, to rest upon Christ, to trust him for the salvation which you've heard about from the gospel. When you came in, I'm sure many of you have heard this illustration before. You saw a chair, you looked it up and down, you thought, that's a reasonable chair. and then you sat on it. Now, if you just thought that's a reasonable chair and carried on standing up, your legs would be tired by now, because you've been here all morning. But you were looking for rest, and you believed it to be a good chair, and then you actually committed yourself to it, and you got some rest. Okay, well, that's how it is with Christ. You actually have to exercise trust in him, and you have to exercise repentance from your sins, so that you actually receive salvation. Well, the question can then be asked, well, what actually are the essential facts of the gospel? And, you know, in what depth do I have to know them? Because we're not saying you have to know them like a university professor and or some great theologian who's gone into all the depths and explored all the width. He won't do that until the end of eternity. The question can be asked, how can we actually see that somebody's faith is genuine? And those are all different questions which can be developed, but those are actually the fundamentals of faith itself. There's the knowledge, there's the belief, and then there's the committing of yourself to the Christ of whom you've heard and about whom you've believed these things to be true.